In Peches, we're up to Yud Dalid. Mishneschai of Misa, somebody who is sentenced to death, sanctuary cities are up to. Peches Yud Dalid. Mishneschai of Misa. Oh, you finished the simon? I'm sorry. Klal Peites. We must have skipped Yudal. We did Yudal last time. Okay. Klal Peites. Take two. Dine chukas ha'akum. Okay. In ha'alchim b'chukas avdei kechavim. One is not permitted to go in chukai sa'akum. Now, the explanation of this is the subject of an extraordinary disagreement. What exactly is called chukas ha'akum? What is it called, doing like the goyim? Is going to Yankee Stadium chukas ha'akum? Gemara says something about going to stadiums. So let's see what it says. Ein ha'alchem b'chukas avikichav, v'lay medamin lahem, and one may not make himself similar to them, lay b'malbush, not in the way of dress, v'lay b'seyar, and not in their style of hair, v'kiyaitza b'hem sh'nemar, v'lay selchu b'chukas ha'gayim. Says, familiar pasuk, v'lay selchu b'chukas ha'gayim, v'nemar, it also says, v'chukasem lay selaychu, v'nemar, in the third pasuk, hishomer l'cha pentinokish acharehim. I have to talk about what Nikosh is exactly. Shema tadam alehem v'tasik hemaseyem v'yelocha l'maykesh. So it translates Nikosh to put yourself into a trap by being like them. Shloi taimer ha'ilvu yaitze ba'argaman. Since the goyim like purple, afani yaitze ba'argaman, I'll also go out with purple. Hu yaitze betlusin. Chaim, you have to help me with this one. He goes out with baseball caps. Vumin mimine klezayin. It's actually a type of armor. But kvar omer anavi ufakadeti al kol aloyv shem albushei nachrim. I will punish those who dress as the goyim dress. Eliyah Yisrael moved down to him. V'yadua b'malbushav. A Jew should be different than them, recognizable in his dress. Ubishar ma'isav in his actions, k'mayshu muvdo mehen, just as he separated from the guy in b'madai ubeda'isav in his beliefs. It sounds pretty bad. I mean, it sounds like only chassidim are doing this, right? That's what it says. V'amru chazal b'schus leisha dvar miyatzav yisenu b'mitzrayim. Klaiso left Egypt in the schus shalashinu b'gdeyem shmaisam ulashaynam. The clothing, the names, and the tongue. So, aviskarvus lahem goyim las is kemaseim, and being like them can cause someone to emulate them. Kedikseiv yisarvu b'goyim v'yilmedu mimaseim. When people mix out with the goyim, they learn from their actions. L'chein tziva b'reinu la'avdu leisanu. And therefore, God commanded us to be separate. K'mayshakasu v'avdil eschem min ha'amim. As it says in the pasuk, I separated you from the nations. Okay, this was added here for the, it says in the bottom, these things were taken out for censors. Okay. The Jews separate from them. Machmasnius, they davar ache, shekimish and nisyachid lahem. Vnegiusai. Uparshi Yisrael mimeru mnei Yahadusan. When the Jews separate themselves, us kasholayshem Yisrael and nira kemoida lahem. When some Jews dress differently and other Jews dress like them, it sounds like you want to be like them. Nivshachachreim lechein in l'tmaya akol eretz Ashkenaz. Listen to this language. Don't be surprised that the Jews in Germany shemabushay and daimel abushay yakum, they dressed like goyim. Shemay oilam leishinu bigdayim. Because the Jews there never had different clothing. Now he's saying here in the brackets is that when Jews have one style and the Goyim have another style, it's us that's dressed like the Goyim. But in Germany, where the style was always the same, so there's no command to separate. I'll explain this. In areas where the Jews are already different, via tam ashiya, for every reason, so this is, gives some hope here in America. In a land where the Goyim and the Jews are dressed differently all the years, just the same all the years, that's mutter. The garment that are put on for honor by the Goyim, and Jews put them on too. There it says something negative. To make exam, you don't dress like the Goyim, you get killed. Because of a shach b'yadeh, from the Zayin Zayin, yarg val yaver. V'nihirna, g'shagazu pay b'tekal kadish in Vilna. He says, I remember when they made a gzeir in Vilna, beis ha-mulchama, during the war, shiul b'shiuhud ma'bush ha-yakum, shamati m'pi ha-goyin ha-chasa m'rein ha-beliyo, shoma yarg val yaver. It's yarg val yaver to dress like Goyim. Bab shezet tzarechi in Gadol, akoponim tzei rei kam agaydol ha-issa kazeh, chol ba-nefesh yosim devreim b'libay. I'd like to explain, even though we didn't quite finish the paragraph, I'd like to try to explain. Tonight I have to leave at about 9:30, I have a 9:45 meeting. I'd like to try to explain, there are two shitas, the sheet of the Mechaber and the sheet of the Ramah, in the Din of Mechaber Le'Selechem. The sheet of the Mechaber is that it's an active, is that it's an isser to do things that are similar to the Goyim. If the Goyim are doing something, and you want to jump on board and do like them, it's awesome. If a new style comes out and Jew and Goy alike start doing it, that's not awesome. But any style that Goyim have and Jews copy, that's awesome according to the Mechaber Shita.
How are you defining Goy?
Someone is not Jewish.
Anybody's not, so it could be an atheist.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he's ever Rabbi Dezara, right? Right. This has nothing to do with Rabbi Dezara directly, according to the first Shita. The second shita, which the first shita is really the shita that the Chassidic world follows, and that's why the Chassidic world they hold Chazon Ish held that to wear short jackets is awesome. Chazon Ish held that to wear short jackets is Mechaber Le'Selechem, because Jews wore long, and when the Goyim started wearing short, then Jews started to wear short. The second shita, which is the Ramah, is the shita that holds that it's not a blanket iser. It's an issa to copy things Goyim do if it's either three things, one of three things. Either they do it for Avodah Zarah. Now Avodah Zarah doesn't mean as a manner of bowing. Avodah Zarah means as a religious, something as a religious style, to wear a collar, a priest collar, even on Purim, to wear a priest collar. So that's awesome. Or, the nuns, what's the word they have for that? They're,
habit.
The habit, yeah. So that's also even according to the Ramah. Well, number two, if it's... Yeah, double listen. Or if it's something done for lack of tznius, for pritzus. No, pritzus, say gaiva. It says either by desire or pritzus. Things Goyim wear, and it shows pritzus. Probably things like, it may be that a slit in a dress is also even below the knee. Because it's a style that comes for pritzus. So therefore, a style that comes for pritzus, it's not the exposure of the body that's also, it's the style that's also. Or the third thing it says is something that makes no sense. It says, if Goyim do that makes no sense, we assume it's Darkei Amayri, they have some superstitious reason for doing it, and it's also awesome. Bell bottoms. Okay. So, those three things are considered to be awesome. Now, I shouldn't say the Litvish world, because the Grah Paskins like Lechumra, but the non-Hasidic world is Seimach on this Ramah, that it's only awesome if it's connected to Avodah Zarah, Pritzus, or something that's not understandable. If someone puts on a doctor's uniform because he's a doctor, or an engineer's uniform because he's an engineer, so that's not included in the Yisr because it's not Davei Dezara, it's not Prisus. It's nothing. So there it's Mutter. So this is the basic Mahalach of the two Shittas. Now, what? Once if generations, if it started, how did it start? No. What he's saying till now, he's going with the Chumrat Kashita. He's saying that you're now dressed like a guy. If it was always Jew and guy alike that wore this, then it's not a problem. He says in Germany, everyone wore short all the years. If you wish. I mean, when does it stop being Kukas HaGoyim? It's interesting. Ramesha has a tshuva when she's asked, how does it begin? The other way around. If people come from Europe to America, how does it start? So Ramesha says, it depends on the place, not on the people. But how it comes to an end, I'm not sure. If it starts off also, and Jews do it for 200 years, so now, it's not Kukas HaGoyim anymore. So perhaps, I don't know. But anyway, this is the, these are the two shittas. It's a deraisa we're talking about. So it's a rather serious, something that people are just not aware of. In Gemara, it mentions going to stadiums. Today, they had to go to a ball game is based on this Ramah. That Lukasim Lesech was going to stadiums. So once upon a time, going to stadiums was a desire, maybe Pritzus. Today, we're going to stadiums is to watch a ball game, so it's not a way to start. I mean, technically.
It says it was mutter even in those days to save matzal nefashis. Because they would kill Jews there, and they would scream.
Save them, yeah. Okay. So let's finish. What?
A Met game you can't go because it makes no sense.
A Met game, why? It makes sense to the opponent. Okay. After the brackets, v'chol davar shu chayk l'avei dezara, afal gam b'ksim b'teira sh'yinegin kein Yisrael, osu mishu b'chakeseyim. Even something that starts off a Jewish custom, but it becomes a Gaish custom, chen ha-matzeva, afu b'shoi sa'ahu v'lefnei ha-makim b'vei ha-avais, even though the day of the avais, a single stone altar was permitted, l'achshin ha-sa chayk l'avei dezara, k'sim v'lo yisokim l'cha matzeva. B'chein, sreifa al-malachim. The custom was that when a king died, they burnt all of his personal items. Even though they did it, the Jews did it, but it becomes a Gaisha thing. Even they may have learned from us. If it says in the Torah Jews did it, it's mutim like siv. Avze aser, some of the narishkeit is aser. Sometimes the aser agra la hamini lonis b'chagashvus. That's why the gra forbade putting trees in shul on Shavuos, k'mash kasa achrayim k'mishkei nagu b'chayk shalem. So even though it's a zman adin for ilanais, we put flowers rather than ilanais because of this.